Welcome to Yours in Christ, Pastoral Letters from Resurrection in State College, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Zach Simmons, and this is letter number 35, Good Work, Well Done, Dorothy Sayers on Vocation. For more Yours in Christ installments, visit resurrectionopc.org/letters. Dear Resurrection, as another compliment to our adult Sunday school class, I'd like to introduce you this week to a more recent Christian writer's reflections on vocation. Dorothy Sayers was a mid-20th century English literary scholar, novelist, thoughtful Christian. She was friends with C.S. Lewis and wrote a number of insightful essays about theology, education, culture, and in one of these essays called Why Work, she wrote, "In nothing has the church so lost her hold on reality as in her failure to understand and respect the secular vocation. She has allowed work and religion to become separate departments and is astonished to find that, as a result, the secular work of the world is turned to purely selfish and destructive ends, and that the greater part of the world's intelligent workers have become irreligious or at least uninterested in religion. But is it astonishing? How can anyone remain interested in a religion which seems to have no concern with 9/10 of his life? The church's approach to an intelligent carpenter is usually confined to exhorting him not to be drunk and disorderly in his leisure hours and to come to church on Sundays. What the church should be telling him is this, that the very first demand that his religion makes upon him is that he should make good tables. Church by all means, and decent forms of amusement certainly, but what use is all that if in the very center of his life and occupation he is insulting God with bad carpentry? No crooked table legs or ill-fitting drawers ever, I dare say, came out of the carpenter's shop at Nazareth. Nor, if they did, could anyone believe that they were made by the same hand that made heaven and earth. No piety in the worker will compensate for work that is not true to itself, for any work that is untrue to its own technique is a living lie. Let the church remember this, that every maker and worker is called to serve God in his profession or trade, not outside it. The apostles complained rightly when they said it was not meet that they should leave the word of God and serve tables. Their vocation was to preach the word. But the person whose vocation is to prepare the meals beautifully might with equal justice protest, it is not meet for us to leave the service of our tables to preach the word. The only Christian work is good work, well done. Let the church see to it that the workers are Christian people and do their work well as to God. Then all the work will be Christian work, whether it is church embroidery or sewage farming." Unquote. I'm going to let Sayers give us also our grace-based action point today in another excerpt from her essay, Why Work. It is, by the way, available in full in a collection of her essays called Creed or Chaos, and you can find that for free on the internet. Quote, "The habit of thinking about work as something one does to make money is so ingrained in us that we can scarcely imagine what a revolutionary change it would be to think about it instead in terms of the work done. It would mean taking the attitude of mind we reserve for our unpaid work, our hobbies, our leisure interests, the things we make and do for pleasure, and making that the standard of all our judgments about things and people. We should ask of an enterprise not, will it pay, but is it good? Of a man, not what does he make, but what is his work worth? Of goods, not can we induce people to buy them, but are they useful things, well made? Of employment, not how much a week, but will it exercise my faculties to the utmost?" Unquote. So what's your attitude toward your work? Are you engaged in good work? And are you doing it well? Let's keep thinking about these kinds of questions together as we continue our study of vocation. Yours in Christ, Pastor Simmons. Thank you for listening to Yours in Christ. If you'd like to find out more about Resurrection, or if you'd like to worship with us this Sunday, find us online at resurrectionopc.org.